Parshas Metzora Shvi Perek Tesvav Pasuk Tezayin. The ish ki tetze mimena shivchazara, the person who emits shivchazara, v'rochatz b'mayim as kol b'soro, and he washes his entire flesh in water, v'tomei ad ha'ara, then he will be tamei until the evening. Pasuk Tezayin, chol beged v'chol ora, sheyeh lov shivchazara, any garment or hide or leather that has on it shivchazara, chol bas b'mayim, and should be washed in water, and laundered in water, but tamei ad ha'arav, and it'll be tamei until the evening. A woman who a man will have relations, and they will wash in water, the tamu ad ha'arav, and they'll be tamei until the evening. Rashi says, "Rechatzu b'mayim." This is a decree from Hashem that a person cannot understand. The woman should become impure via through intercourse. But she's not tamei because she's touching the shivchazara, because the contact to the shivchazara is through an unseen part of the organ, which is actually not going to be causing tuma, but rather the act itself of the intercourse is going to be causing the tuma. Pasuk Yitas, v'yishak ki siya zava. If a woman will have a discharge of zava, dam yeh zava b'psara, her discharge from her flesh being blood, she should be in her status of nida, distancing, separation for 7 days. Anyone touches this woman, the zava, will be tamei until the evening. Rashi says, "Kisi zava, yachom me'echem mikolvereh." You might have thought any one of her limbs that bleeds will make her impure. Tamalomar, but he gilsa es mekor demesh. She has buried the source of her blood, which means ein damitamei el habam in a makor. The only blood that will be impure is blood that comes from the uterus. Dam yezava bivsara, ein zava karizov l'tamei elam kein hu adam. The only time she's going to become tamei in her discharge is if it's dam, which is like the color of red. Binidasa, kmo mitavel yiniduhu. From the universe they have banished. And the word nidu here means separation. She is separated, meaning magical, and from anyone who wants to touch her. Tia binidasa, afir lo rasa elari erishona. Even if she saw only one time, that's going to make her tamei. That's going to make her tamei for this zava. Pasuk chaf. B'chol asher tishkav alav b'nidasa. Anything on which she may recline during her state of separation, b'nidasa, yitma will become tamei. B'chol asher tishkav alav yitma. Anything that she sits on will become impure. Pasuk chaf. B'chol nega b'nishkava. Anyone touches her bedding, yichabes b'gadav rachatz b'mayim, will become tamei, needs to wash in the water. Tamei ad arvin will be tamei until the evening. Pasuk chavez v'chol nageh b'chol kasher tishev alav. And if a person touches any vessel that she sits on, chamez begadav has to wash his clothing. Rechatz b'mayim needs to wash in water. But tamei ad arvin will be tamei until the evening. Pasuk chav gimel v'im al mishkav hu. And if someone is on the bedding, or a pli, or on a utensil, sure he or she is alav, or she is sitting, b'nagel bo. When he touches it, yitma arar will be tamei until the evening. Rashi says, "Ima mishkavu, a shochiv, one who lies, or hayoshiv, or sits on mishkava on her bedding, or on moshava, or on her seat, afilu nagabo, even if he doesn't directly touch it at all. Afhu bedas tuma, he too gets the law of impurity. Hamor b'maker elyon, which is discussed earlier, shutan kibos v'gadim, which requires the immersion of the garment as well, not just his body." Al Hakli, Larabba says, America to include writing equipment, even though they're not necessarily things that a person sits on. So Nagabo, when he touches it, in Amadaber, Al America. This is only referring to writing equipment, Nisrabba, and the Al Hakli, which is already included from the Al Hakli, from that previous passage. Nagabo to Itma, anyone who touches it, he will be impure. But if he touches that equipment, he does not have to wash his garments. Shamerka in a maga mitame adam, mitame begotten. Because things that are writing equipments, if a person touches it, doesn't make the person impure to make the garments impure. So, however, that's the end of the pasuk. At the beginning of the pasuk, talking about mishkav, that will make him tame to require him to wash his clothing as well. Pasuk chav dalet. V'im shacho v'yishkav ish ofsa. If a person, a man will lie with her, Rusia nidasa love, and she'll have a state of separation upon him. He'll become tamei for 7 days. and any bedding which he may recline will become impure. Rashi says, "Usini dasa alav, yachli ma'afel yavel le'raglaha." He should ascend from his impurity at the same time that she ended. Shin ba'alav, because if, for example, he had relations with her, b'chamishli nidas on the fifth day of her separation, lo'ikma elik shloshi amim, he only become tummy for 3 days, the fifth, sixth, and seventh. Kimo sela kertam alomar, b'tamish shabas mim, he'll have a 7 day period, independent of hers. Matam alomar, see nidas alav. What does it mean? He'll have first state of separation. Why is it connected to her? It's independent of it. So Rashi says, Mahi mitame adam l'klicharis, afu mitame adam l'klicharis. So it's just to teach you the level of tuma that he has the ability to be mitame people and klicharis, other kalim, just like she's able to become tame. Pasuk chafei. Just like she's able to be mitame other things. Pasuk chafei. Yisha and a woman, ki azov zov dama yamin rabin. A woman's blood flows for many days. Below Asindasa, outside of her period of separation, Okisazov Alnidasa, or she has a flow beyond her separation, Kalimezov to Masakimenidasa. All the days of her impure flow will be like the days of her separation, Timeahi, she is impure. Rashi says in Mimrabim, Shloshayam, meaning for 3 days, below Asindasa, Achashiyatu Shivasiminidasa, after the 7 days of her separation have elapsed, after the Ime Nida, Okisazov es shosh memalalu, or if she flows for these 3 days, al nidasa, beyond her separation, muflag, which means a distance in time, nidasa from a period, yom echar, 1 day or more, zuhi zava, that's a zava that's mentioned in the Torah, mishvata, charutz, and her law is ruled upon, parashizu, in this portion in the Torah of what to do. Below, kidasa nida, but this zava is not like a nida, so zava, because the zava, to unas for shivanakiyam, she requires 7 days of clean counting of cleanliness to count the carbon as well as the carbon at the end of this period. Anida, but anida in a tuna sviras shivanakiyam, she doesn't require 7 days. Ela shivasim tiniyidasa, rather 7 day period of separation. Bein ra, bein an ra, whether she sees or not. The darshu parashazo and the chamim derived in this parasha, echrasur yom, 11 days should bring sof nida to tchilat nida from the end of one period of separation of nida to another period of nidus. She calls Shlosh Ratzufim that any 3 consecutive days Shetura, the Echad Asar Halalu Tiyad Zava. She sees 3 consecutive days in these, within these 11 days, then she'll be defined as a Zava. Pazik Chavav. Kol Mishkav Asher Tishkav Alav. Any Mishkav, anything that, any bedding which she will lie on, Kol Yimei Zava during her days of Zava, Kimishkav Nidasa Yehala. Should be like the status of her status of nida, kol kli asher teshiv alav, any vessel which she will sit on, temei yeh ketumas nidasa, will be tamei like her status of nidas. Pasuk chaf zayin mechol nagei abam yutma, anyone who touches them shall become impure, v'chiris bebedav rechas mayim temei arvi, he'll have to wash his clothing, he'll have to wash himself, and he'll be tamei until the evening. V'im pasuk chaf ches. And if she ceases her flow, and she counts 7 days, then she'll become tar. Take 2 turtle doves or 2 young doves. And she'll bring them to the Kohen at the opening of the Olmud. And the Kohen will make one of them a chatas, one of them will be an ola. And the Kohen will prepare an atonement for her before Hashem from her impure flow. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vihizartem as Bnei Yisrael mitumasam. You shall separate the Jews, the children of Bnei Yisrael, from their impurity. Lo yimusu mitumasam, they will not die as a result of their impurity. The Tamam as Mishkani Asher b'socham. If they make their my tabernacle impure, that is among them. Rashi says Vihizartem. Ein nazir ala pisha. The word hizartem is derived from the word nazir, which means separation. Chayin nazaru achor, separate themselves in the rear. Chayin nazir achav, separate from his brothers. Well, you have a bimit to masam. Hari ba'a karis. We see now that there's karis, shal mitame mikdash. The one is mitame mikdash, because kari misa, we call it a form of death. And that's how we know there's a misa d'shamayim aspect. There's an aspect of karis in the mitame mikdash. This is the law of Azov. Anyone who emits Zara, the Tamabot to be Mitame through which he will become tame. Rashi says those terasas of Balriya Achas, of one who sees just one time, Umat Terasa, what's his law? When he emits Shimkazera, Ayru Kabalkari, he's like a person who is a Balkari, Tame, Tumas Erev, he'll have the impurity for just one night. Pasim on the Gimel, Vazava bin Adasa, and also concerning a woman who suffers from her separation, Vazava Zavo, and a person who has his discharge, Vazaharva and Kela, whether it's a male or female, Ulisha Shirishkab in Tumea, and also concerning a man who lies with an impure woman. Rashi says, Vazava Zavo, Bashte Rios. When he sees twice, so about Shalshius, which is three times, Shetrasim Fursha Mala, that the law is described earlier in the parasha.